Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so worthy of all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, Lord. God, we just bless you on today, God. We just bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, Lord God. We give you the honor, Lord. God, we just thank you on today. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be here. We thank you, Father God, for opening your doors. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us and keeping us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for giving us a mind to want to come into your sanctuary. We thank you, Father God, for having a right mind, God. God, we just bless you, Lord. God, we just bless you on today. Hallelujah, God. We just bless you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. God, you're so worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. God, we just bless you, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. God, we just lift you up. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God, you are so worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory, God. And we just thank you on today, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father God, for every day, God, every step that we make, every breath that we take, God, we just thank you on today. God, we thank you. We thank you for the food that you give us. We thank you for the clothes that you give us. We thank you for, God, the transportation you've given us. We thank you for the jobs you've given us. Lord God, we just thank you for being our provider. God, thank you for being our healer, our comforter. Thank you, God, for understanding and knowing, Father God, who we are. Thank you for loving us just as we are. Thank you for blessing us each and every day, God. God, we just thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, we just come before you right now, God, and we bring our heart before you right now. We bring our heart before you, God, even if we didn't even intend on doing it, God. You made it a point to make sure, Father God, that we are here right now in your presence. So, God, we're opening our heart to you, God, and we welcome you in. We welcome you into our heart, Father God, as messed up as it can be. God, we're asking you, Father God, to enter in, Father God. Enter in, Father God, and have your way. Have your way, Lord. Do what you want to do, Father God, in this season, in this time. And God, give us a heart to accept whatever you decide to do. God, in the name of Jesus, enter in, Father God. Lord God, and we're not going to allow our emotions and our feelings and all this stuff to hinder you right now, because we need you. We need your presence. We need you, Father God, in every area of our lives, Lord. And so, God, we just welcome you in. We welcome you into our relationships. We welcome you into our thoughts. We welcome you into our ideas. We thank you, Father God, and welcome you in, Father God, to end and everything that's going on. Because, God, we know it's you, Father God, that directs our path. You guide us, Lord God. You regulate our mind. You're the one that helps us. You're the one that guides us, Lord God, that we can make sense of it all. And so we're asking you, Father, to enter in, Father God. Enter in, Father God, and remove everything, God, that is not. lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you strip away the old covenant, God, that's hindering us, Lord God. God, that you would, God, separate and sever everything, God, that is hindering us, Father God, from entering into your presence. God, that's entering into the good, entering into the, Lord God, the plans that you have laid out before the foundations of the world. God, we welcome you, Father God, to guide us and direct us, Lord God, even in our prayer, in our conversations, in our lifestyle, even in our eating. God, we're looking for you. We're seeking your face right now, God. We are seeking your face right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking, Father God, that you expose all the lies, Lord. Expose everything, God, that is not of you, Father God, and that you will sever it, Father God. Sever it from our bloodline. Sever it from our heart. Sever it, Father God, from everything, Father God, around us, connected to us. Because, God, we need you, Father God, to get us, Father God, in that place that we need to be in position, in that proper place, God, that we, hallelujah, can hear your voice, that we can hear what your spirit is saying unto us. God, that we can hear when to move and when to be still. God, that we can hear, Father God, what your spirit is saying. God, right now in this season, ask your Father God that you would, God, dance over us, Lord God. God, that you will speak to us, Lord God. Speak life into our lives, God. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because that's all we need is one word from you. Oh, God, ask you, Father God, that you would touch each and every heart, each and every mind, Father God, each and every spirit, each and every soul. God, that you would draw us nigh unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, as we release unto you everything, God, our whole heart. God, we know everything. God, that you know everything, Father God, and we know, Father God, that everything is not just, that's not, may not be right, Father God. Oh, God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you make it right, because that's who you are. You make things right. You make things whole. You make things complete. You put things back in order. Father God, you put us back in our proper position. So, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, in whatever state that we are in, God, we may be walking the walk and talking the talk, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we may be lined up, Lord God, in the path that we should go, and even in that, God, we need you even the more, Father God, because when we are doing right, that's when the enemy will try to attack us even the more. So, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, cover your people, put a hedge of protection around your people as they seek your face, as they bow before you, as they worship you in spirit and in truth. God, as they come after you with everything that's within them, ask to you, Father God, to be with them, guide them, direct them, and help them in every area of their life, in every situation, in every circumstance. God, asking you, Father God, oh God, that you will plant a new heart, a new mind, Father God, and God, refresh the spirit, refresh the soul, in the name of Jesus. Untangle some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ask him, Father God, that those things, Lord God, that we cause to happen in our lives, forgive us, Lord God, of our trespasses. Forgive us, Lord God, of our iniquities. Forgive us, Lord God, of those things that we're carrying around, Father God. Forgiving, Father God, those that hurt us. And even, God, those things, Lord God, that's tied up in our hearts, Father God. God, any unforgiveness, any regrets, any doubts. God, I'm asking you to step in, Father God, and change, Lord God. Change the mind, change the perspective, change the outlook, change the trajectory. Change it, Father God, that we become aligned with you, agreeing with you, agreeing with your word, agreeing with what you're saying. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God, we thank you for allowing us to be here right now. We thank you, Father God. We appreciate you. Oh, God, we just bless you, Lord. ask him, Father God, that you touch those, Lord God, that we have not seen. Touch those, Lord God, that we have not heard from. God, reach down and touch their situation. Touch the mom, touch the children, touch the father, touch the extended families. God, we need you, God, to have your way in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the chaos. God, let them find peace, hope, joy, love, patience, kindness. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, touch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even those that don't know you and they're speaking out their left ear. They're speaking, Lord God, out of the wrong place. God, they're speaking wicked and evil things, God, because they don't know and don't understand. But God, if you put them in that place, in that position, God, they would know quickly, God, the blessings to have support, the blessings to have somebody that says, here, oh, that blessing to have help with housing, that blessing to have help with food. God, help us, God, to consider our ways, consider our thoughts, consider our actions, and not point the finger and judge and accuse. Help us, Lord, to think about these things before we speak it out of our mouth. And consider, Father God, that if we were in that position, what would we do? If we didn't have mom and daddy, if we didn't have a bank account, if we didn't have relatives, if we was out here on our own, what would we do? God, it's because of you that we have everything that we have. And we don't want to take it for granted. It's because of you, God. It is definitely because of you. It's all because of you. Oh, God, and we just bless you for being there for us, for being our shepherds, for being there, God, even when we walk away, even when we didn't pay attention, even, God, even if we were in a place, Lord God, where we had a hard heart and stiff neck, thank you for covering us and keeping us, Lord, because we know it was you. In spite of everything, God, we know it was you. And we give you all the credit. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. It's all because of you, God. It's all because of you. It's all because of you. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. God, I'm asking you, Lord, touch the bodies, Lord God, and that digestive system, and that you will heal, Father God, the body. Oh, God, heal the esophagus. Heal, Father God, Lord God, that stuff, God, that tries to come upon us, Lord God. Heal, Father God, the body, that there won't be so much, Father God, inflammation. Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, touch the people right now, that their heartburn will not overtake them. Help them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the bodies, Father God. Heal them, Father God, for any excess swelling and healing in the body. God, help us to remember, God, to pray over our food, that we will bless it, Father God. That you can take out the impurities and that our body will adjust. God, touch, Lord. Remove the excess fluid, God, in our organs, in our limbs. God, touch, Lord, God, the heart, that it will function properly in this season. God, cover us, Lord. Send your healing body. God, heal, God. Heal, Father God. Send the blood, God, that spiritual blood, God, that will flow through and heal the body from the muscles and the bones, God, that ache and burn. God, that torment even during the night. Touch, Lord God. Heal, Father God. Let them call upon your name and not take so much hope in the medications that can cause other effects. God, when your people off, wean your people off of the medication and let their hope rise and their trust rise in you and their faith rise in you, their hope rise in you. Because you have all the answers. Because you are God. And you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think, God. God, we just thank you. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for watching over and keeping us, Lord. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your love in the midst of it all, God. Even in the good times, God, we stop and just tell you thank you. Thank you for the many, 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 many blessings. The overflow. God, we just thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. And we thank you for everything, Lord God. And we bless you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name, I pray.